KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. As I mentioned, we've talked about HCOG many times on this show. Today, HCOG is going to be the main topic. We're talking about what HCOG is and its involvement in trail planning and whatnot. So we've got with us today on the phone, Senior Planner Ona Smith, and we also have the Chair of HCOG, Susan Ornelas. Good morning to you both.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, hey. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Yes. All righty. So I guess the first thing we need to explain to folks is what HCOG stands for and what it is.
Yeah. HCOG is the Humboldt County Association of Governments. So it's a joint powers authority. There's seven cities involved. That's Arcata, Blue Lake, Eureka, Ferndale, Fortuna, Riodel, Trinidad, and then the county of Humboldt has a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet monthly and basically manage the funds and policies to distribute transportation funding. And there's a bit of a process for that. And then HCOG also does a couple of other things. Takes the unmet transit needs. You know, we have people come once a year and talk to us, and that's basically for public transportation purposes. And then we also do the regional housing needs that get the kind of formula for how regional housing every 5 years will be distributed, in each mm-hmm. city and in the county.
Okay. So when we talk about regional trail planning, obviously HCOG definitely needs to be part of this since, it's kind of like right in your wheelhouse there, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. there is. Trails can sometimes, different cities have
sure.
smaller trails and they work on trail projects, but HCOG definitely has its eye on the prize of looking at the California Coastal Trail through Humboldt County and, you know, completing parts of that where funding can be found and, you know, working towards that as a goal. But right now, what came out and what kind of got us wanting to talk with you guys about Happy Trails is Una Smith has put her efforts into the Regional Transportation Plan. So that's another thing, you know, HCOG staff does. They do all the transportation planning and kind of keep up on where the funding's going federally and statewide and keep all the cities and the county abreast of that information.
So when we hear folks talking about the RTP, that's the Regional Transportation Plan.
Right, yes.
That's right. And, yeah. And Ona, you had a big part on that.
I did, yeah. And we're trying to kind of rebrand the RTP as VROOM, which stands
VROOM.
For... Yeah.
I like that.
We yeah. figure that's a little bit more fun to say than RTP, and it sticks in the head a little bit more. And it actually does stand for something, Variety in Rural Options of Mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make sure everyone knows on the trails topic, HCOG does have a regional trails master plan, and that covers from the small trails to the regional trails for the whole county. And that, I believe that's about 2 years old. And then this recent room, this update of the RTP, we also have a trails element in there. Although this one, it concentrates on just commuter trails. But we do include the master trails plan by reference.
Okay. Now, commuter trails are ones that help you get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So it would take out the ones that are solely recreational.
Uh-huh.
You would find those in our other plan.
Got it. Okay.
And by being listed in these plans in the, you know, Humboldt County Regional Trails Master Plan or the Regional Transportation Plan, projects have, you know, they're moving forward in getting funded. A lot of things are listed. This is a 20-year plan, so they may be listed here. Maybe there's no funding identified for them yet. But by being listed and acknowledged as an intended plan for the county, or intended trail or intended, you know, road work, you know, it kind of helps move it forward in getting funded.
It is a slow process. There's no doubt about that. But at least we are definitely moving forward. There has been some really wonderful developments as of late. I guess one of the big ones we've been talking about a lot is the Bay Trail. And this was because, I guess, the California Coastal Commission weighed in on Caltrans plans to put in an overpass. And when it was all said and done, a trail was what part of the conditions of getting this thing done. And I guess
and that
at
was
this...
actually, mm-hmm. you know, Marcella Clem, the executive director
sure.
of HCOG, and myself really worked towards having that outcome. That's what we, you know, because like the city of Arcata didn't really support the 101 overpass mm-hmm. at first, because it didn't have anything for bicycles or pedestrians. Mm-hmm. But then when we thought, look, you know, if we could get the Bay Trail in with this, then it makes sense. And, you know,
it's called compromise.
Yeah, it's a compromise. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was also, you know, I did start to see the craziness of 101 and trying to get across it. I mm-hmm. started realizing, okay, there is an insanity to the way this is laid out here. We need to do something. And I thought, well, we got this opportunity. Let's get the Bay Trail involved. So
that was very exciting. I mean, it was
yeah.
one of those things that, you know, it was like, well, would it be nice if, and then all of a sudden it happened, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was great. And at HCOG, we just requested, we put kind of a funding request, because like we said, this is a long, slow process getting transportation things funded, you know. We put a funding request to the Transportation Commission, the California Transportation Commission, for $2 million to move the Bay Trail forward between Eureka and Braycut, the environmental planning and things like that. So that's, you know, taking a chunk of money. It has to get approved that we can use it for that by the CTC, the Transportation Commission. But HCOG moved it forward.
Wonderful.
So, you know, we're slowly marching towards that California Coastal Trail and the Bay Trail, which would be just so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, many of these trails that we're looking at are well used. Even the Hammond Trail, which is, you know, one of the big successes in trail projects here in Humboldt County that is used heavily. Not necessarily a lot for commuting, but it is used a lot. But the Bay Trail will be used a lot for commuting. I mean, between Eureka and Arcata, there's a lot of traffic that goes between Eureka and Arcata, and there's a good amount of bicycle and pedestrian traffic now between Eureka and Arcata, and you have to ride on the 101 to do that.
Yeah. No, this is going to be such an amazing upgrade. I just hope that we can get it built while I can still ride a bicycle.
Hear.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way. Yeah, when I got hit several years ago, I was 49 at the time. You know, 56 now, and we're still waiting for these trails. So the clock is ticking.
Yeah, and serving on HCOG is not for the impatient, you know.
All right.
Because it's definitely a long, slow process.
It is a process, but we've had a lot of movements quickly with regard to this, and I know, of course, Caltrans wants to move on their project with the safety corridor. So, do you know if the trail completion is one of the things that has to be done before they can move forward with this project, or is it just has to be agreed to be done at some point?
It has to have its funding identified.
Okay.
And secured. You know, it doesn't have to be, the trail doesn't have to be built and completed first.
But the funding has to be secured.
Yeah, we have to make sure that it'll be built, basically, so that, you know.
And that's conditional.
I believe so.
Okay.
That's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Una, but
That is how it is, and we certainly want to take advantage of any cost effectiveness of being able to design and potentially construct the things at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is the timing on that, of course, is fantastic, considering that just, you know, the year before, we had you know, the folks from the North Coast Railroad Authority essentially do a very long study to and pretty much give their approval to a rail with trail project along right. that corridor.
Yeah, well, that was all kind of part of the process that moved mm-hmm. it forward. But the regional transportation plan has other kind of exciting projects because UNA wove in, the Complete Streets program.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been in there, but and I'm sure UNA can describe even better how it's woven in than I can. But she made it a chapter of its own and kind of wove bicycle and pedestrian and vehicle upgrades together as policies and because that's really what the Complete Streets is. Probably UNA can describe that more quickly, but so. There's some exciting projects in here with Complete Streets.
Well, let's hear about that, Una.
Yeah. Well, the Complete Streets is a trend happening all along, all around the country, and we even have legislation that calls things Complete Streets. So the vision in that is whenever possible, if we're upgrading a road, we want to evolve roads that can be used by all users. So a Complete Street would be for, as well as trucks and cars, it would be safe and inviting for bicyclists. It would be safe and inviting for pedestrians, and pedestrians of all ages, for example, senior citizens, kids, sight-impaired people in wheelchairs. So we're talking down to the, nice ramps at curbs, room for all this. And then ideally, we also have it be beautiful, landscaping whenever possible, and a really nice interaction between, maybe if you're in a commercial area, a nice interaction between the businesses and the street. Now, when you want to add all that stuff into a street, sometimes you start thinking, well, it has to be as wide as a boulevard or, a four-lane highway,
mm-hmm.
which is not the feel that we always want, especially if we're maybe in a downtown, an old town, or a plaza area, residential area. But the vision of Complete Streets is for whichever neighborhood you're in, try and accommodate all the users for safety and comfort.
It can be a tall order at times.
It can be.
But it's kind of neat to read through this book, and, listeners can access the draft regional transportation plan at HCOG, that's HCAOG.net, and just look for it there. It's on the front page. But there's it's kind of neat to see that there's projects all over the county, like in Hoopa, Highway 96, downtown. Trying to slow traffic down. It's trying to make that more of a Complete Streets project with pedestrian and bicycle. So that's neat. I used to work in Hoopa, and I know how kind of dangerous Highway 96 feels.
Sure.
Driving right through. And then in Fortuna, there's Ronerville Road. That's going to be reconstructed with bike and pedestrian facilities. And another kind of outreached area, Orleans, on Red Cap Road, which is another one kind of near and dear to my heart because I used to live out on Red Cap Road. They're working, HCOG is working with the Karuk tribe out there and working to make Red Cap, again, so that pedestrians aren't just walking off the side of the road half in the forest and hoping a truck doesn't hit them.
That project is also a nice example where the county of Humboldt and the Karuk tribe are able to collaborate to make it a bigger and better project than either of them would have been able to do separately.
Well, these things are important. I mean, we unfortunately we are hearing more and more and more of these terrible accidents between pedestrians and motor vehicles. We just had a fatality by Neyland or Humboldt Hill. It was just a few days ago.
Just reading about that.
Yeah, and it's someone walking along the side of the road, and sometimes there isn't a lot of space between where you need to walk and where the motor vehicles go, and these kind of tragedies can happen. So a Complete Street plan certainly can help mitigate some of these issues.
Right. Yeah. And so we're working on it, and there's a process to these things. Like, the cities come up with projects they want to do, or the county comes up with projects they want to do in their areas. And then it goes to a couple of technical advisory committees of HCOG. And what I've seen is they're pretty judicious. They, everybody wants to see their project move forward, but, you know, they realize that they kind of have to get in line and kind of depends on the criticalness of the project. And the technical advisory committee meets and really hashes out, you know, what's the benefits of this and that project, and then they make recommendations to the HCOG board of what, you know, we should move forward and support. So, you know, there is a process to it, and I've found over the years, I've served on HCOG now for 3 years, and that it's, you know, that there's a fairness to it. I think, you know, everyone, I think you first get on HCOG and you're there and you're like, I just want to see my projects move forward. And then you start to realize, oh, okay, actually, this is a cooperative situation here, and, you know, we want to help each other. And, you know, funding is a little bit of the depressing news in transportation.
Yep.
There's not a lot of funding, you know, looking in the future, although when I read that California's projecting it might be in the black in 2017, the back of my mind with my HCOG hat on was like, oh, good, hopefully there's some more money for transportation.
Yes.
For something like that.
Absolutely. Well, we are just about out of time. I'm looking at the notes here for that Emily left. Looks like we're going to be looking a little bit more at Vroom next week. Anything else that we need to touch on before we wrap this up?
Well, I guess I'll just mention briefly that the Vroom also covers our aviation system and our public transportation system and our goods movement, which means freight and people moved by air, truck, marine, and rail. And we also have a brand new element talking about emergency transportation, because we want to start planning all our, how will we get all our resources to people when we need emergency evacuations. So if anyone is interested in those things in, as well, I encourage them to take a look at Vroom and then get their feedback to us at HCOG.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's at www.hcaog.net.
.net.
.net.
And also feel free to give us a call on the old-fashioned telephone.
Yeah, those still work.
Yeah.
All right. Una, Susan, thank you both for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Thank
you.
I look forward to talking with you on the trail.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
Me too.
I look forward to riding with you on the trail.
Woo-hoo!
There we go.
Even better.
Yeah.
All righty. This conversation and all conversations on Happy Trail, you will find podcasts at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just be on the lookout for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.